Welcome back to another episode of Two Joes and a Pro. As always, you got your guys, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. But actually, it's Kenny and Ryan. We got a new guy here today. What is your name, sir?
What's up,
Brian,
man?
It's Brian with an I.
Brian.
Oh, Jesus. No way. I would never spell my name that incorrectly.
It's Brian with the B-R apostrophe I-A-N. Anyway, by the way, for the people that's listening on the, you know, all the audio platforms, Brian cut his hair today. Or maybe not today, but he has his hair cut. And he's trying this new look, the old white guy look. And it's acceptable. And we like it.
Did you trim the beard up? Let's see. Move to the side. All right, no.
Do you know what? The beard looks actually better since you have a bald head.
It looks longer, bro.
A shortcut hair. But it's acceptable. I saw somebody at work today. They had their ceiling missing, but they had everything around. And he was just walking around like it was regular. But for me, you see that? Ooh, you can't do it. Not in the black community, boy. You better shave it bald. You better not do that. Anyway, let's not talk about that, right? That's besides the point. Brian, I'm happy you're getting closer to joining the family, the Ball Clan. We accept you with open arms. Brian, I would say you, but you got good genes. So we won't see you no time soon.
I should be. I mean, I'm receding for sure, but
it's getting pushed back for sure. It's
you're like back. LeBron. I mean, you're gonna have to move it up a little. Let's put some money into it.
What? Get some. Let me get a Sharpie, LeBron.
Nah, that's Carlos Boozer. Yeah. That Beijing just dripping during on the free throw line. Anyway, let's talk about the elephant in the room. What's up with March Madness? Right. We said, like, I would say this. Before we get into the standings, I will say that me and Brian talked about all year, especially in the beginning, how this could be a toss-up. Like, anybody could necessarily win. It doesn't have to be one of the big conferences could be from a mid-major, just because everybody has kind of been back and forth. And what we saw this weekend, boy, was exactly that.
I love it.
I would say that my bracket is trash.
100%
is. My bracket is trash. I don't think I've ever been this bad in a March Madness ever. Like, in every league I've been in, it's been terrible. Before I will touch on the upsets, before we do that, let me touch on Ryan's in first place. I don't even understand how this guy's in first place. He doesn't even watch the March Madness. He don't watch college basketball. He's in first place. Simon's behind him, and then Brian's in tied for second. Vandy was tied for second as well. So it's interesting, right? Because besides Vandy was robbed, Brian, Simon, and Ryan all have teams winning that some people predicted, but not a lot, right? Especially Kansas State. Nobody really has Kansas State. I think that if they can just get to the national championship game, Brian has that in the bag, because it's not a lot of people have them going that far. Yeah. And those are extra points that you're going to get, right? And then Ryan, if he wins, I'm going to be like, how the hell, right? But it's good. Hopefully he can win, so it's one of us, right? We can't have our own tournament bracket and not one of us win, right? Then people are like, why the hell I'm watching y'all? I'm better than y'all, right? Anyway, I'm not doing anything. I think
Simon is set up the best right now, because all his whole Final Four is still there.
Yeah. He is. He has Houston winning, though.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
And I'm not saying Houston's a bad team, but they don't look good right now. They don't look good. And they got to play against – they're playing against Miami, right, if I'm not mistaken? They're playing against Miami next?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if they play against Miami. Miami looks really good right now.
They're my favorite team to watch.
Miami?
Yeah. That was the last game was just good, hyped. Yeah. It was just they played fast. And then I can't remember who the guy was, but they had some dude that was getting, like, offensive rebounds. Like, he was just out-muscling people.
Yeah.
I like watching people like that. And it was exciting to watch.
Yeah. So it's funny, because I said Furman will be on the lookout last week for Furman upsetting Virginia, but I didn't even put that on my bracket. I contemplated it, but I didn't do it. Furman upset of Virginia on a dumb play on Virginia's behalf. Their fifth year senior just threw the ball up in the air at the end. It was just a crazy play. So they ended up losing that game. The shocker has to be, I would say, between, actually, I'm going to get to the shocker. The next upset was really Princeton versus Arizona. Princeton is still winning. Right, they won again in a round of 32, so they're going to the Sweet 16. Arkansas end up upsetting Kansas in a round of 32, which was a big game. I know Tennessee upset Duke, which is not really an upset, but a lot of people expected Duke to kind of go through because they've been on the streak. Penn State must have been listening to Brian because they upset Texas A&M. They beat them dirty. They beat them bad. Michigan State is another team that Brian was talking about. Hey, man, they're going to be streaky. And I'm like, bro, I don't really want to hear that shit. But guess what? They beat USC, and they upset Marquette, which was my team to win it all in one of my brackets. So they upset Marquette. And I don't know how, but, you know, Tom Izzo is a hell of a coach, and he's motivating those guys the right way. Pitt upset Iowa State, which was kind of like a little shocker because I thought Iowa State would play good, but they didn't. And then the FAU-Memphis game was a good one, but the big upset, it has to be Fair Dickerson or Farley Dickerson. How do I say it, Ryan?
FDU, bro.
No. Tell me the right way to say it.
It's Fairley.
That's what I thought, right? Because I'm only saying it because if I recall last week, Ryan told me to bet against them, right? He said, bet against them against when Texas Southern. They suck. Obviously, they don't suck too much because guess what? They end up upsetting Purdue first round.
Yeah.
They lost to FAU the second round, but they upset them. And so that was, you know, the basketball guy saying, shove it up, you know, to Brian because he was wrong on that. But other than that, I don't know if I'm missing any other games that was really big. But yeah, that's what I have right now for college. College football is picking up, not college football picking up, but the NFL draft is picking up for college football.
Pro days. Just had pro days.
Yeah. Pro days is going on right now. A lot of shuffling on the board. I know Ryan would talk about it a little bit. He might not, but he might talk about it a little bit when his segment. I know they got CJ Stroud now being the first overall, because I guess that is Frank Wright's thing he likes to do. So, which doesn't make sense because Bryce Young is obviously the best quarterback in the draft.
No.
But anyway, so they said that we have Will Levis going to the Colts, and then AR from Florida, Anthony Richardson, they have him going to the Seahawks, which doesn't make sense to me.
I like that.
I don't get it.
The reason why I like that is because if you look at like the deal of Geno's deal, it's literally like a 1-year deal. Like that's all it is. Like they're not tied to him long term, even though they signed him to a 3-year.
Yeah, but they don't have a system there that fits him. You see what I'm saying? Like he needs to have a quarterback guru to help him out, right? Just to make sure his decision making is on par.
Yeah.
Right? Not going into a team where who knows what you're gonna get. Right, those guys in Seattle are just they're bandits.
I mean, they made Geno look good. So I mean,
yeah, but how? No, we'll get to that later. But I was about to say, how good is Geno going to look his second year when they got film on him and they see what he likes to do? Right, because this is his first year actually starting and being effective. So now they're going to take away the things he likes to do. He's a gambler, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And a lot
suspend him.
Shut up.
My gosh. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, that's what I got on.
Yeah, that was for you, Calvin Ridley.
Oh man, that's what I got on the college side of things. So I'll leave it to Brian to tackle everything else.
Before we leave college, you already left it, but I just wanted to go back to it real quick. Do you still think Alabama's going to win it all, Kenny? Because the way they're playing and Brandon Miller's a little banged up. Just saying.
The way
they're playing poorly. They haven't played every game. They've been dogging shit.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think
he said the way they're playing. What are you saying?
I think they're bouncing this next round.
Javon Quinley, the way he is playing right now, stop it.
And San Diego Spears, State is going to upset Alabama. You heard
they're going to beat San Diego State by 15, bro.
No, they're not.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
They almost had 100 in that first round. That's a lot for a college.
I guess a 16 seed. I mean, let's
call it. Okay, well, Purdue couldn't
cut the mustard. Shout out to
Aaliyah. We already said Purdue was overrated, Kenny. Nobody's arguing that. Don't compare Alabama to Purdue.
Well, you should have been like a five seed. You clearly said, do you think that Alabama needs to be worried because they're banged up? I said, bro, first of all, they got out of two games unscathed. Brandon Miller didn't injure his groin any worse, right? Then they went back for a week. You got a week to get better. You know how the recovery and everything is in modern society with all this technology? Come on. It's over. They're going to put the little laser, little ice, boom, good. 2-2, put a little game ready.
All right. Well,
snap back.
I mean, just enjoy Alabama's last game, Kenny.
You know what would be nice? Because who would Alabama play if they make it to the Final Four? Would they play?
They have to play Tennessee.
Would they play the East?
They'll play Tennessee in Elite Eight, actually.
Yeah, if Tennessee wins.
No. If Tennessee wins, yeah.
Who Tennessee going
to lose? Well, no. Well, Brian's team is in the East.
Who? Gonzaga?
No, isn't that where Kansas State is?
Oh, yeah. K-State's taking care of whoever. It don't matter who.
So they shot their load last game, bro. I want this to happen.
They shot
Alabama, K-State, Final Four.
It would never happen, bro.
That's what I want. And
they're
not going to
get there. They're not
going to
beat Tennessee. They're not going to beat Tennessee.
When's Final Four? Is it in a couple weeks?
Next week.
Okay, yeah.
It's not this weekend, next weekend. But by the way, I want to say this before we go, since he wants to circle back the wagon. You really said that does Alabama have something to worry about? Okay, we got San Diego State. Okay, cool. Then we have to play Creighton or Princeton. These two teams.
You guys aren't getting past. You ain't getting past,
bro,
San Diego State.
We're going to work San Diego State out, and then Creighton and Princeton, we're going to work them out. What you need to be worried about is Kansas State playing against Michigan State, because y'all shot your wad earlier against Kentucky. Y'all did all y'all could. Y'all had Norvell was shooting from the parking lot, throwing the ball up, doing everything crazy. Kavion Johnson was doggone playing efficient. You guys were getting blocks, playing defense for once. Y'all finally played good, not being at home, and you had a nerve to go against a Michigan State team that's super hot, and you just looking like, Alabama, you need to worry about you guys, because guess what? Just because y'all doggone beat Kentucky, Michigan State made Marquette look bad.
They play what, tomorrow? 6 p.m. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Ooh. What are you talking about? The games you gotta start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Michigan State. At 6:30 tomorrow, or it's Thursday. I'm about to say Friday, but anyway.
Tomorrow's
6:30 tomorrow. I'll be chilling. I'm gonna watch it. Michigan State. I'm gonna take the spread. Michigan State. They're gonna bust Kansas State ass. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Ryan gonna be out of there. Out of there.
Yes. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Keep believing that.
You wanna? You have? It's gonna be Tennessee, Michigan State, right? And then it's gonna be Princeton versus Alabama, and Alabama's gonna bust Princeton ass.
Talk to me when you get 400 points, Brian.
Ooh. Oh my god, this guy is talking
Miami,
shit.
Miami's
gonna
upset
up.
Houston. Texas is gonna take care of Xavier. Arkansas is gonna give UConn a run for their money, but I think they pull it through, and UCLA gonna bust Gonzaga ass.
Gonzaga is gonna bust their ass.
You crazy? Okay, what is wrong with you?
What do you
every
mean?
Time you say
me,
that,
Kenny?
Every time you say that, I on got the UCLA. Podcast, every time you say something like that, like what's wrong with you? You end up being wrong.
All right, we'll see. We'll see, Kenny.
I can't. This is going to be another
Kenny, where's your bracket at right now?
Farley Dickerson situation.
Oh, okay.
My bracket?
Sit down.
It's going to be exactly where your bracket is. A loser.
I have FAU beating Tennessee this week.
Oh, my gosh. Go to sleep.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, actually, he actually had this before, like when he first filled out his bracket.
This
like,
is I had know. FAU winning all these games.
He's insane.
He was
I had
doing
FAU
whatever.
Beating Purdue.
Man, I have somebody, because I'm taking too long on this. I had somebody in one of my brackets. They had Princeton go to the Elite Eight. I said, where the hell did you get that?
Where are they from? Are they from
Jersey?
No, I don't know where they're from, but for the fact that you even got Princeton going to the Elite Eight, they had Princeton go to the Elite Eight. They had San Diego State going far, I think, to the
Final
Four. That's
Brian. Brian got San Diego State going
What's
far.
What's wrong with that? You underestimate San Diego State. They are a top 10 team on defense in the league.
Bro, they are trash. I watched them all year at 10:30 all the time. They just be playing back and forth, back and forth. I can't wait. Man, let me stop talking. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. I ain't going to carry on with you, man. I'm going to show you. Look, Alabama going to show you what we do. Okay. We're going to show you what we do.
I mean,
we're going to show you
what we do. If you want to talk about conference play, let's talk about South Carolina nearly upsetting Alabama. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
Nearly and upsetting it the same thing. You nearly are bald, but you ain't. Yeah. Not there yet.
Okay.
Close. All right, all right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Almost.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So, NBA. Let's go.
Oh, God dang it.
Ja Morant's back.
Ja Morant. He went to rehab for a day, and he's been cured.
I'm healed.
He's healed. He saw the light. Praise Jesus. The man is back. Oh, and he did get suspended for 8 games, but he already served 5 of them, so they were like, nah, you're good. You're good. Just 3 games. That's it. No worries.
What's your take on it? So Stephen A. and Jay Williams was talking about it. They were like, if you just said I made a mistake, cool. But you guys said you have like anxiety or mental health stuff going on. You can't just check into a facility for a couple of days and be like, oh, I'm good now. That don't exactly. work like that. Like if you really have a real issue, it takes time to get over that.
That's right.
How do you know he didn't get electroshock therapy or something?
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm gone. Go ahead, Brian. I'm done. Go ahead, Brian. I'm done with the combo. This guy's crazy.
Damn, man. All right.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, anyway, so Ja's back tonight.
Oh, sweet.
I think they're already playing, right? Yeah, they're playing the Rockets. They're only up 6 right now, which is kind of weak. But
watch them come back better.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about the 76ers. Joel Embiid, pretty much locked up MVP at this point, I think. Why do you disagree, Kenny?
Because every week it changes. Last week we were talking about the Joker.
What changed is Joker's been sucking lately, and Denver's been struggling. That's what's changed.
You just said, last week we said the Joker, he's been playing damn near triple-double every time he touch on the court. He should be MVP, and now you're saying that Embiid has it locked up. Yeah. You didn't say, oh, yeah, he's in a front running of the race. You said he has it locked up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you said the same words about Joker. Like
a month ago.
He's essentially, it's a done deal.
Hey, put in a gift wrapper and put a bow on it.
I'm just trying to put content out here, boys. I mean, what do you want from me?
Yeah, hot takes.
Hot takes. Hot takes. Like hot cakes, you know?
Mr. Inconsistent, that's what they're going to call you on social media.
Yeah, I mean, he's still basically, isn't he averaging still a triple-double?
Close to it. I think he.
Oh, 9.9 assists. My apologies. Yeah.
He's falling off the wagon. I mean, he's just terrible at this point. This guy sucks. He probably should just sit out the rest of the season. So.
This guy's falling off. He's a bum now.
The Eastern Conference. Bucks, Celtics, and Sixers have all locked up a playoff spot already. You got Denver is the only team that's locked up a spot in the West.
He had a triple-double two days ago.
Anyway.
Sorry.
The Lakers right now are a half game back. They play the Suns tonight at 10. It's not really a game that they need to win, in my opinion. Because I was checking out their schedule, and they have 5 games on their schedule left that they should win without a doubt. And then they probably have 2 or 3 more that they could win. So it's looking like the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. I just want to congratulate Kenny on the Lakers making the playoffs.
He's throwing a GG, bro.
He's trying to do it.
He's pulling out all the stuff. Wait, why did you say they're locked in? Because they're out right now, aren't they?
Yeah, but they only have to play 500 ball because Utah's schedule is rough, and so is Minnesota's. So,
you know what's funny? I'm pretty sure we made this argument last week when we were talking about the Lakers' schedule towards the end of the year, and you were like, nope, just wait.
Yeah, man. I was just, you know, I just didn't want to listen to you. Okay?
This is literally 2 times. In a row that you've just said some shit out of your ass and just trying to get away with it.
But it's going to be that much sweeter when they don't make the playoffs, so it doesn't matter.
Don't worry. LeBron's going to come back when it matters. Because this is what LeBron tried to do. He's a mastermind, right? Uh-huh. So he said, I'm not going to play. I want AD to really show out. You saw Austin Reeves the other night. He had 36.
Okay.
You saw him balling, so, putting on.
So LeBron was
I want all the guys to get confidence. So when I come back in, I ain't got to do too much. Yeah. I just let them rock out. And
When he comes in, he'll ruin all that chemistry they built. And then
he's not. He's not, bro. He don't ruin the chemistry. He's not going to ruin. One and done?
Yeah.
You sound like Mario Chalmers right now. Talking about nobody fears LeBron. Nobody fears him. All right, bro.
You don't even know who they're going to play.
It doesn't.
When it's done.
Well, right now, they're playing nobody.
Oh, man. Okay.
Next.
Yeah.
What are the Celtics doing?
Nothing. They're in second place. I mean, they lost the
lead. They've fallen off the wagon.
They did. They probably aren't even going to win anything this year.
Probably they're not, bro. Early in the year, you were like, Tatum is the front runner MVP.
No. Well, he should have been.
The Celtics, we could
great listen, team. The Celtics are still winning the championship this year, okay? I'm not backing off of that. I was just kidding.
All right.
I got a parlay in.
That's why.
With them and the Bruins, let's go to hockey.
Yeah.
Bruins.
Hockey's been kicking my ass, man.
Dude. So I was one goal short. I told you this, Kenny, already, but I was one goal short of hitting a 7-team parlay with I hit over 5.5 in each game. And one game came up at 5 last night. I was just like, come on. It was plus 1,700.
Right. So what happens in that if I know because it's 5.5, so it don't matter.
Sorry. Yeah, there's no push.
There's no push, yeah.
Yep. So
sucks. But guess what?
I'm starting to hit hockey though. Starting to hit some live bets with them. It's better when you see the teams playing. You can kind of gauge how the game's going, and you can hit a live bet. Usually make some money. Why are you looking at me like that, Kenny?
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
Tonight, I like Mini Gretzky or Gretzky Jr. to score a goal tonight. And they're playing one of the worst teams. I think it's Anaheim, if I'm not mistaken.
Guys, you're listening to a person that has a problem right now. Go ahead.
There's no problem, Kenny, because he's going to score
you
a
just
goal.
Went. You just went. We said talk about hockey. You went from talking about hockey to, oh, tonight on my bets, I have.
The hockey bets?
Okay. We're talking about the standings, what's going on. He said, oh, yeah, my bet right now I have them. Man. You can push that up to 1.5 puck line.
All right. You want the standings? I mean,
yeah, man.
The Bruins, they have 113 points. It's ridiculous. It's going to be a shame when they're 1-and-done in the playoffs. I mean, that's just the Bruins' way, man. Whenever they win the President's Cup, they lose in the playoffs. So I hate this. But anyways.
I would say I feel bad for you, but I don't.
I mean, Bruins have only won one cup in like the last like 40 years or something ridiculous like that. So it's not like there's something.
If they do get to the cup, you would go into the game?
All right. Let's do it.
We just got to save our duckies. I don't know if Ryan's going to join. You going to join us, Ryan? If the Bruins make the Stanley Cup,
yeah,
get tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you're
how much are we talking?
You're talking $200-$300 at least, and that's for like upper deck.
You heard he said
at game one.
Game one, yeah. If we get game one, it's going to be better
cheaper.
Tickets.
No, it'll be cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. Bet.
All right. Anyways, rounding out the East.
Jeff's gonna text me tomorrow. No.
Nope, we ain't doing it.
Carolina is the next team that's broke 100. They're at 100 points right now. They're one of my favorites in the East as well. And then the Devils, 98 points. There's only about 12 or so games left. Their season's probably going to end about a week or two after the NBA's season, which is good. So that way they offset their championship rounds because probably more people are paying attention to NBA than hockey.
Duh.
I mean,
as they should.
Don't say that up in the northern states like Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
Let's see the West. The best team is Vegas. Next is LA. They're at 94 and 92 respectively. And then Dallas and Minnesota are both at 90 and the other in the Central Division.
Really, Vegas has turned it on.
Who?
Vegas.
Yeah, so they went through a slump about a month or so ago, and they've kind of bounced back because I was worried about them. I thought they were because they before they were like clear cut the number one seed, and now they're kind of fighting it out. But yeah, I don't know too much more right now. Really, it's going to come down to the wild cards. I think the top three in each division is kind of solidified, so you're just going to have wild card races. Right now, that looks like it's going to be – hold on. Let me click to the wild card so I get this right. Right now in the East, the favorites are the Islanders in Florida. But watch out for Pittsburgh. They've been playing pretty good. They still have a decent team, so I could see them taking over Florida for the second wild card in the East. I don't really have a lot of faith in any other teams in the East. The Capitals, maybe with Ovechkin, but they're five points back, so it's a lot of ground to make up with only a dozen games left. And then in the West, you got the Kraken and Winnipeg Jets. They're followed by the Calgary Flames and Nashville Predators, but they're like 4 and 5 points back as well. So longer shots. So that wild card is almost solidified at this point. But yeah, that's all I got really.
All I want to hear for baseball is what the hell happened to Team USA.
I'll tell you what happened. You want to get on baseball real quick? World Baseball Classic.
Because they cost me money yesterday because I thought the batch was going to come out after the last game versus Cuba.
When when your number 9 hitter is hitting like 500 for the whole World Baseball Classic, I mean, your lineup should be obliterating everything.
100%.
But they went back to the old, or I should say the new era of baseball where they were just swinging for the fences. They scored 2 runs, the USA did, against Japan. Both of them were solo shots. They didn't manufacture any runs. No singles, no doubles. You know, like they weren't trying to get base runners. They were just looking to be heroes, all of them. And Japan actually, I mean, they had 2 home runs as well, but they do play a lot of small ball a lot. They just didn't in this game that much. But
it's this. I'll outsmart you.
That's true. Because honestly, the lineups, nobody could touch the USA on the lineup. The only thing that the USA lacked was pitching. And the fact they only gave up 3 runs, the USA should have won like 7-3. That's how good their lineup was.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They disappointed. So, because I had them. I had the over in runs. I had the USA money line.
I listened to you from before, and I hit both.
I know.
I pop on both. Pop, pop, pop. Yep. And it didn't happen. So, anyway.
So
hey, can you tell me about the pitch clock stuff happening during the spring training?
Yeah.
So like, how's the new rule work?
The new rule basically is you have 15 seconds. The pitcher has 15 seconds to deliver the ball when nobody's on base. If there's someone on base, you have 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The hitter has to be in the box ready to go at 8 seconds when there's 8 seconds left. So they can't screw around either.
But once their eyes come up, you could pitch.
Yes.
Because I can't remember who I saw. Someone was like
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah, he was trying to make sure he was trying to take advantage of it.
Yep.
Yeah,
he was already waiting. He's like, you're not going to get me with that clock, bro. Yep. I'm waiting. As soon as he put his head up, throwing that joint.
Yeah, so he's trying to do the opposite of what they used to do. They used to try to hold the ball against these hitters. And then, so now he's just trying to pitch as fast as he can to throw off their timing because these hitters want as much time as they can get, but to a certain extent. Yeah.
Get their little rock down.
Right. They got their little routine they got to go through. And Max Scherzer's like, nope. Put your eyes up.
In that box.
Your eyes are up. Oh, here it comes.
You doing this? It's already coming.
Yeah.
The article, I haven't read the whole thing, but it was talking about making minor changes to the rule. The MLB made some clarification memos. Do you know anything about those? Like, does that change what they can do?
They're just minor adjustments. Nothing significant. I mean, that's pretty much the broad general rule is 15 seconds with nobody on, 20 seconds when there's runners on.
Is it going to happen during the season, regular season or no?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is full throttle. This is a full go. And so far in the minor, both in the minor leagues last year when they implemented in the minor leagues, and then preseason this year, it has shaved off 26 minutes on average.
Yeah, for games. That's what I was reading.
So
they're only 4.5 hours now.
Well, the average time was 3 hours and 1 minute. Now it's what 3 hours? I mean, 2 hours and 35 minutes.
That's actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Because baseball was getting too long. And then when you have these big rivalry games, like years ago, like Boston and the Yankees, they would be like 4 hour games, 4.5, sometimes 5. It was ridiculous. Nobody has that much time to watch any sport, let alone be baseball, where it's not nearly as exciting. Yeah, it's not as exciting.
When you start adding in commercials, endorsing like for World Series games, man, those be going a while.
Yeah, and then
a long time.
Along with the clock thing, they also do like the catcher has a certain amount of time he has to get ready in between innings. He gets more time if he was the last out, if he was up to bat or on the bases, he gets like a little bit more time, but not a lot. Little things like that they're implementing to try to shorten the game as much as they can.
Cool.
So
let's talk about it, Ryan.
All right, so football's still happening. Because we're awesome. What I got here, man, I'll just go through the list. I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted the Giants to sign Devin Bush, linebacker from the Steelers, but he signs with the Seahawks. Fast linebacker, good speed on the edge. Darius Slay was getting released by the Eagles. He has since signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Eagles.
How did that happen?
I have no. I think they were going to release him, and then they lost someone in free agency that they probably weren't expecting to lose, and they were like, "Oh, I guess we have extra money, so let's."
Who did they lose? But I thought they released him to sign him to a different contract because his last contract was kind of like
they might have. The only thing that was weird about it was that he posted on social media saying exactly. Like bye. Like if he knew he was getting released to get re-signed, which we see happen all the time, you would think that it would just he'd be fine. He'd be back on the team and he wouldn't make a big stance about it. But yeah, whatever.
Maybe somebody took an easier deal that they didn't think they were gonna have the wiggle room or something like that. So I don't know.
The Bears are going through with their signing. They're signing every player that they possibly can. If you have a name and you've been productive in another system, they're signing you. So they got Dante Foreman from the Panthers, the running back. They also picked up Robert Tonyan to back up Cole Kmet from the tight end for the Packers. So I think they're building something over there in Chicago. And if Justin Fields can build on what he did last year, they might be some trouble for they're going to be some trouble for the NFC North.
That's a good young core. You got Mooney, right, in the slot. You got Claypool on one side. You got Moore on the other side. Cole Kmet, Robert Tonyan, if you want to do the two tight end system.
Yeah.
Right? You got a good backfield with Foreman and what's his name?
Khalil Herbert,
right? And then you got, you know,
and then you have PJ Fields, Walker. Who's like another yeah.
No, so hey, you got Justin Fields and then PJ backing him up. So that's.
I think this was a better. So the Eagles also signed Marcus Mariota to a 1-year deal to back up Jalen Hurts. I think he's more of a fit for that system than Minshew was. Yeah, I think Cardinal, I can't remember. I don't remember where the Minshew went, but he's backing up somebody else now. I'll probably get to it in a minute.
Being a backup quarterback is a way.
Oh yeah,
you got 4 games every year. You just got to make sure you back up the right guy that don't get hurt.
Yep,
you got 4 games every year. You know what I mean? Like
3.
Three now. Chad Hennin, right? Chad Hennin. Yeah. I got 3 games, baby. He just tell his wife, "I'm tired of you be playing, baby. I got 3 games. I got 3 games, and we chilling. You don't got to worry about me getting hit." 3 games. That's it. 6-7 mil? Come on. Easy.
The Patriots, you know, signed a tight end, Mike Gesicki. So that was pretty cool. A deal that's worth up to $9 million. So I don't know what the base pay is, but the incentive is up to $9 million if he performs well.
Don't they still have Hunter Henry though?
Yeah, but they got rid of Jonas Smith.
Oh,
they like that 2 tight end system.
Yeah, Mike Gesicki is more of a fit for what they like to do anyway than Hunter Henry. I'm not Hunter Henry, than Jonnu Smith. Right? Like, they don't really use your speed. Right? You need your runner routes, and I need you to be a good blocker.
And actually catch the ball. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That too.
Hold up. I'm going to get to the, you know, interesting. Julian Love, he's played free safety for the Giants. He signed with Seattle. I think an interesting thing that we could probably talk about for a minute is the free agency market. The market for safeties is plummeting. So players like, what's the guy from the Eagles? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. So he, he didn't he lead the league last year in interceptions or tied in the league in interceptions. He had to take a deal. I think he's only making like $6 to $7 million this year. He took like a 1 year deal with
which everybody expected. That's the reason why Slay left, is because he's supposed to get paid. So I think he probably took a deal because he didn't like what they were offering him, trying to like bet on himself.
Yeah, I just think that these players are trying to bet on themselves, and they're realizing that the safety market is like collapsing. So like Julian Love signed with the Seahawks, and I can't remember his deal, but I'm pretty sure it's like $6 million a year. I think he did like a 2 year deal, $12 million, which gives him $6 million a year. But the Giants offered him a higher salary and he turned it down. So they offered him a higher contract. He turned it down to go see free agency and then realize, well, free agency is not the best right now because I'm not getting what I need to be getting.
Where's the money at?
I think it's going to quarterbacks, tackles, defensive tackles. Defensive tackles, like those dudes are getting paid over $20 million a year.
Line of scrimmage matters.
Yep, you're about to see the Giants pay a ton of money to Dexter Lawrence. It's just going to happen. Hold on. I'll keep going.
Did they get Saquon's check yet?
No, not yet. They have not signed him.
But you want to pay Dexter Lawrence. I got you.
Oh, Gardner Johnson signed an $8 million contract with the Lions. I mean, if he was one of the best.
I thought the Eagles re-signed him.
No, he signed a one-year deal with the Lions.
Oh, you know who?
And here's where the money's going. Left tackle Laramie Tunsil gets a 3-year extension, $75 million.
Talk about stealing? I'm not saying he's not good. He's a hell of a left tackle. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, you only get that on a bad team. $25 million for your left tackle?
It's going to happen. Those are the positions they're paying. Left tackle. Even right tackles this year got paid. I think there was another right tackle that got paid like $20 million. A year.
But at some point, you got to be like, enough is enough. Like, y'all, come on now.
Yeah. Linemen, man. It's linemen in general. Even guards are getting paid a lot more now.
Which is crazy because they have the longest longevity of, like, in terms of career in the NFL. So, like, those left tackles be making $25 million a year, and then they're going to play at least 12 years. Like,
I was looking at Larry Tunsil, like, how much he made. I'm going to come back. Hold on. Keep going. I'm gonna
tell you how much you made. Okay. Hold up. Cowboys made a big move. They traded the Texans for Brandon Cooks. This is like the fourth or fifth time this dude's been traded. He started with what team did he even start with? The Saints. He went to the Saints.
He didn't start with the Saints.
He was with St. Louis.
He was the Rams.
He was the Rams.
It was the Rams. Then he went to the Saints. Then he went to
New England at some point, Rams.
Went back to the Rams.
The New England traded him to Washington. Didn't they? I'm pretty sure they traded him to Washington.
No, I didn't know him going to Washington. The football team?
To the football team? The
Commanders.
No, he definitely was. Commanders. He didn't play for them.
Yeah, I don't remember him ever.
Who did he go to after the
Patriots? I'm going to read it. He started with Houston. Nope, sorry. Reading the wrong way. No, he started with the Saints. So screw you guys. I know what I'm talking about. He started with the Saints. He went to New England.
That was Brian's fault.
So he got traded from Saints to New England for a first round pick. And then he got traded from New England to the Rams, I think, for a first round
pick. First round pick, yeah.
He played 1 year. Remember, he went to the Super Bowl and got concussed in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And then he played for the Rams for 2 years and then got traded to Houston, I think, for like a second round pick or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then now he gets traded for a fourth and
the writing's on the wall, Brandon.
A fifth round and a sixth round pick. 2023 fifth round pick, 2024 sixth round pick.
Yeah, well, but he still got a contract, so.
Oh yeah, he's getting paid. He don't care.
He just know his value is dropping more and more. I thought he was going to go third, but he went fourth, and then next is going to be fifth, and sixth, and sixth. So yeah, you got at least three more teams.
Yep,
you got at least three more teams.
The Panthers signed Adam Thielen to a 3-year, $25 million contract, which I was pretty surprised in. I thought he was going to do like a 1-2 year deal. I thought he looked toast last year, but maybe I didn't watch the film.
It's called stealing. Yeah. If you can get a 3-year deal, $25 million, go ahead and steal. Cause then you know that's gonna be his last check out the door. And he's pushed more than he came from a small school. Come on, man. They wouldn't even expect him to make money like that.
He came from the Gophers, didn't he?
Minnesota? I thought he came from like Minnesota State.
Oh, was it Minnesota State?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I knew it was a local college there.
Because
he's been in Minnesota pretty much the whole time.
Yeah. Back to the Larry Tunsil thing. In 7 years, he's already made $70 million. So he's scheduled the next 4 years, he's going to go from $70 million to $163 million. And that's just what they have on for his contract. That's not
the Kirk Cousins real money, of left right? tackles.
$32.4 million, then 18.4, 21.3, then 21.3.
I mean, he's a good left tackle, though. I mean, let's not, diminish him. I mean.
Are we not? He's 28, so he's going to be 32 when he gets his next contract.
Ryan's comparing him to Kirk Cousins. I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's a little too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying he's stealing. That's a lot of money.
He's not.
Texans have to pay somebody.
They're paying, Dalton Schultz, who didn't get as much. They signed Dalton Schultz, and they also signed Devin Singletary.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Dope. The Raiders are replacing Darren Waller with O.J. Howard.
Yeah, because Foster Moreau got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Bills signed Patriots running back, ex-Patriots running back, Damien Harris. I think he's a better runner than Devin Singletary, so...
Yes, 100%.
And he's going to be a better combo.
Yep.
I don't know what they do with Nyheim Hines up there, but with Moss and
they traded
and
from Harris, last year and did nothing with him.
What? Did you not see him take the kickback?
Twice. Twice.
That's
I remember.
Yeah, we know you remember.
Let's hear, Brian, what are your thoughts on the drama that is ensuing with Austin Eckler? Kenny, give us your insights too. With that's your team, the Chargers. Eckler is going on podcasts. He's saying, "I am relentlessly pursuing a new deal or other teams."
This is this is Ryan's hot take, like hotcakes. Run it. You're good.
What are your thoughts? Like, is he trying to get out of here?
I think
one short person to another.
Listen, he wants the Christian McCaffrey deal. He wants to be paid like he's one of the best running backs in the league, because I think he is one of the best running backs in the league. So he's trying to get his money while he can.
Yeah, I think really he is being smart about it, because normally if you try to do it the modest way and be quiet and they'll handle the contract, you're going to get fucked over. And if you think about this, look how they're doing Saquon in New York, right?
They're not doing
He's giving the team all he can fucking give them, and they gave him nothing. They said, we probably a franchise tag you, right? So Austin Eckler is like, hell with that. I'm going to yell and scream, because I know if I don't do it this year, guess who coming behind me? Mr. Bing's truck himself. Justin Herbert, and they got to offer Justin Herbert a bag. So I need to do it now, because if I do it after, they're not going to have enough money to actually play me when I'm working.
Here's my next question, Kenny. Why should you, if you own a franchise, why should you pay for the mistakes of an idiot franchise? For example, if a team like, I don't know, the Carolina Panthers want to give $15, $16 million to Christian McCaffrey, don't get me wrong, mind you, I think he's worth it, but if they want to pay that and the market doesn't want to, why should you have to? Same thing with Deshaun Watson. Why should I pay a guaranteed contract to you because the Browns are idiots and gave you a 5-year guaranteed contract?
Because okay, so now you really trying to get a hot take. because if you don't, your team is going to fucking lose, right? If they if the Chargers do not have Austin Eckler, and they have you see how they look when he's not playing. We mess around and don't sign him and don't give him his money. We don't. It doesn't matter what you offer Justin Herbert, because guess what? Justin Herbert's a hell of a quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He hasn't made the Patrick Mahomes leap, right? You can't just be like, all right, cool, put it on Justin's back. He'll lead the way. That's not it. Not yet. He hasn't seen that. You don't. You haven't seen that flash yet. Where you're like, damn, it don't matter who's around this guy. He's gonna win. That's not the case. Austin Eckler. It's a 1-2 punch, right? Austin Eckler is going to make the team go, right? What he brings to the table, there hasn't been any guys to kind of replace that, right? So I think we got to stop being dumb about it. And I understand we got to pay Justin his money, but come on now, just do right. And on the Lamar Jackson piece, since you want to take it there, on the Lamar Jackson piece, are you serious? I made the Ravens relevant.
That wasn't what about Lamar. It was more about like Daniel Jones getting 40 and stuff like that.
Well, no. It is kind of about Lamar too. I will.
I thought he was. Saying I'll that, admit well, that. If, I thought you were saying if you get the guaranteed contract, that's what Lamar wants, or people think Lamar wants the guarantee.
So they I'm just going speculating. He's not, Lamar obviously hasn't talked to me, so I don't know what he really wants. Yeah, I wish. Look, if he really wants the deal that. Fully guaranteed contract for 5 years, the same kind of deal that Deshaun Watson has. As an organization, I cannot do that. Will I give you a very 75% guaranteed contract or like a highly guaranteed contract? Yes, but I'm not going to make that mistake. Look at the Browns right now. They literally have their cap hit of 50 mil every year, no matter what.
It doesn't matter. This guy has handled himself the right way. He ain't in massage parlors. He ain't doing none of that. You don't ever hear nothing going on with him. He's being a model citizen in the NFL. He's carrying the torch as a quarterback. He is putting the team on his back when y'all don't give him nothing. And you have the audacity after 4 years to be like, I don't know if you're worth the money. What? But what are you talking about?
That is not true. If they put in...
That's not true?
No, it's not. Because of the way that contracts are and the way the salary cap is. If the CBA and the NFL agreed in terms, we will give... We ain't talking about that. But listen...
We're talking about him giving them the money.
This is why I would not give him a fully... I'm all about paying him his money as long as he plays. But he wants guaranteed contract because he's saying, if I get injured, I'm not guaranteed my money. That's what I'm saying. I think that Lamar, if you offered him the same amount of Deshaun Watson and he plays those same years, give him his money. But if he gets injured 2 years in and you still got to pay him for 3 more years.
You didn't. This is my caveat to that. You didn't care the last 4 years when you were running me into the dirt. You didn't care when you was trying to make me run it like I was a running back my was it second year? When they were like, oh, he can't throw the ball. And you just had me running 20, 30 carries a game like I was another running. You didn't care then.
How would you feel? Like, how would you feel about this? How would you feel about this?
I didn't say I wasn't going to play. I played still.
How would you feel about this? The owners have the money to pay these players. The only thing that restricts them is the salary cap. What would you say if I told you there was an agreement in place that allowed if your player gets injured and they have their guaranteed contract – no longer counts against the cap for the portion of time that they're out of the game, because then it protects the franchise from fearing that they're going to be paying for you to be injured.
Bro, you're speaking from a franchise perspective. I could give two shits about a franchise. Okay, y'all done made enough money off this man. Y'all done making y'all making billions of dollars. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? You only have a certain amount of window of time that you can maximize your profit.
Yes.
You're going to be an owner until you die or until you sell the team. And then at that point in time, you're either going to make billions or you're going to dog and pass it to your heir and your family. What are we talking about? I'm going as a player, I need to maximize my profit. Because at the end of the day, you're going to maximize your profit because you have this team for 20 to 30 years. It doesn't matter. That's the difference in their approach. And people are like, oh, take a team-friendly deal. Why am I doing that?
I'm not because telling them to take a team-friendly deal.
I'm just saying, I'm just talking to dinner. This yeah. is not only you. People say that. And then you end up like Delonte West when you're on the side of the street corner with a sign and having all these issues and stuff like that. Because guess what? You ain't getting paid no money. You ain't getting paid no money. And then all next you know, you started. I don't know. That was a far stretch.
Come on.
That was a far stretch.
Delonte West got some money.
He did get a little bit of money, but it was a far stretch. I went over deep in. Anyway, bring it back in, Kenny. Go ahead, Ryan.
Damn. Hey. Listen,
I was just real quick. I just want to touch on this. If it wasn't for Deshaun Watson getting that contract, does Lamar ask for a fully guaranteed contract? Because if there is no precedence of a fully guaranteed contract, you know, are they even talking about this?
There you go, Kenny. I give you your support. We got a Travis out here. He says you're right, though. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was referring to. Because you've been wrong this whole time.
Oh, okay.
No, if Travis is mentioning that you're right in terms of this guy's got to make his money, I agree. He has to make his money.
You got to.
But the business side of it, like, I would not give him a fully guaranteed contract.
So that's the thing is.
Maybe for 3 years, a short distance.
Yeah, but sometimes you let ego get in the way, right? As men, we let ego get in the way. And you're like, I can't do that. All right, cool. So don't let him do that. Let Huntley run your team and see how effective it is after that point. Let Lamar go. Let Huntley run your team and see where you guys go after that.
Well, we saw he was terrible last year and he was in the Pro Bowl for some freaking reason.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I think that they should pay him. And if I was the franchise, I would give him – I'd say, hey – do the same thing as like Kirk Cousins. I'll give you a 3-year deal, shorter years, fully guaranteed, and then we can negotiate from that
point. So what are you giving 3 years at what?
The top of the market. I'll give him the full amount.
Three years, 52.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I would take that. If I'm Lamar, I'm taking that. You gonna give me 52 for 3 years? Yeah. I'll take 150.
Okay.
I'll take 150, then I'll play better. And then guess what? 55. Yeah. Or 60, because at that point in time, players probably don't get 100 a year at this pace we're going.
Because if you're thinking about it from like the Ravens standpoint, say you gave him a 5-year, $152 million guaranteed, and then whatever the $52 million a year per is, I don't know what that is. Say it's like $50 million. It'd be like $250 million. So
yeah.
If they signed him tomorrow to like a $260 million contract for 5 years, but only $150 million was guaranteed, he'd be like, no, I'm not doing that because only like a quarter, like nah. 3 years of my contract is safe. But if I offered you a fully guaranteed 3-year contract, which is $150 million, that's literally the same. You're just guaranteeing that we have you on our books for 3 years.
It's the same, but it's different because now I can renegotiate after 3 years.
You could renegotiate after 3 years, yes. It's and different. I would do that as the organization. But the only problem is they can't spread that signing bonus money over the years of the contract. Because they have those, they only have those 3 years unless they add void years at the end of the contract.
What they do? They can add one void year and then work it from that end. But
well,
I don't know.
That kind of screws teams. Like, yeah, you can kick the can down the road, but eventually you got to pay up. Like, look at what the Bucks are going through right now with Brady. They kicked that money down the road, and now they had to shed some cap. They had to get rid of players, so they have to reset this year. And yeah. I think the Saints went through the same thing with Breeze.
They're still in purgatory.
Yeah. So, hey. Yeah, you can do that, but you better be guaranteeing something out of it, like a championship.
All right, sorry. I'm going to do rapid fire real quick. Hightower. Yeah. Hightower retired. He's done. He gone.
He should have put a fork in that was 2 years ago.
That's cake.
I think that was it. Oh, there was one more trade, Elijah Moore. So Mecole Hardman got signed by the Jets. The Jets are signing all these receivers. They don't even need receivers, but they're signing receivers.
They're trying to make A-Rod happy.
Yeah, so now they traded Elijah Moore, which I think is a mistake. So he goes to the Browns, which is a good move for him.
Why?
I like Elijah Moore. I like him as a player, but they didn't.
He's done nothing.
They haven't utilized him. Yeah, his team was terrible.
He has all the potential in the world, but he hasn't shown it, right? Like, if you live off of potential, it'll be a lot of people that still be in the league. What does he prove week in and week out? Sporadic. Let him go. Get Michael Harmon in there. I like him better. He's played. He's performed.
Well, he gets 1 year up to $6.5 million.
And Nicole, right?
Yeah. And then Elijah Moore gets a third round pick to the Browns. Oh, no. It's Elijah Moore and a third round pick for the Browns' second round pick. That's what that deal was. That's too easy. I would do that if I was the Browns. And the Jets is going
to be a motherfucker, boy. They're going to be a team to reckon with.
If they get a quarterback,
they're going to get him. That's why they got that second round there. Come on, man. Listen. All right.
Since you gave me hot takes like hotcakes, where's Odell going right now?
I don't know. It's hard. I don't know, man, because he wants some money. And I don't know what team is actually going to utilize in the right way. You know where I wish Odell would go to? I wish Odell would go to the
Chiefs.
No. That is a good team.
That's what I was thinking of.
Chiefs. Yeah, the Chiefs as well. I was thinking the Jags.
They got a
crowded room a pretty decent receiving core right now, though.
It's a decent, but then you add him with a young, like, they got things going on in a good pace right now, right? Yeah. And they have money to offer, right? So that's why
I was going to the Bears.
If he goes to the Bears, he's like, come on, you know, I do it too much. I think the Chiefs is actually a good team. The Chiefs or the Broncos, because aren't they trying to get rid of Jerry Jeudy? They're trying to trade him, right?
I don't know. I don't know. The Giants apparently tried aggressively to get Jerry Jeudy at the end of the deadline last year. Yeah. I imagine they're not trading him.
I saw something that the Giants were trying to do some trade some picks and stuff like that for Jerry Jeudy right now.
I think that was all just put in the media. Like,
police.
I don't think Denver was shopping him, but they probably still listen to offers.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't really think they want to get rid of him.
I love Jeudy. I love that guy.
I've been on the Jeudy train since Alabama. Okay.
I think he's so good. I like his demeanor. Yeah, I like everything about him.
And his footwork is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
So Odell, that's it. That was it. There was.
I'm gonna hold on to Brian's coattail on here. I said Chiefs as well. Chiefs, it works.
That's exactly what I was gonna say was Chiefs. I don't think he goes anywhere else. I can't imagine.
The Raiders will be a good pick. The Raiders would be a good team for him to go to.
Yeah, maybe
him and D. Adams are like a 1-2 combo. That'd be nasty. Humphrey Renfro going to do what Humphrey Renfro does, right? He's going to make sure he's sure-handed. But, like, it's going to free up Adams, and Odell's going to – he's going to eat the one-on-one matchup. Maybe the Minnesota?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know, because KJ Osborne, like, he's getting into his own too, right?
Yeah, I love KJ.
I think he needs to go to, like, a strong quarterback, like a really good
if he was hungry for a championship, he would be going to, like – he'd already be signed with Kansas City or one of those teams.
I think
he got his Super Bowl ring, getting hurt in the Super Bowl with the Rams. I think he's all right. He just wants to be a legend.
The Chargers are going to probably try to make a push for him, or the Chiefs. Somebody in the AFC West.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, because I know the Giants are out on him. Because there are reports saying that Odell's trying to get 20 mil. Then he sent out a tweet saying, like, no, I don't want 20 mil, but I don't want 4 mil.
He said, I don't want 20 mil, but 4 ain't enough.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
And I agree.
You're going to disrespect me, give me 4 million, but you're going to give Mecole Hardman 6? Stop it. Stop.
I 100% agree that Odell's worth
at least should get
a shot in the dark. Yeah.
He should get contract.
Give him 1 year.
Yeah, 10 1 year. He should get the same contract that buddy down in the Saints is getting. Michael Thomas.
Oh, I agree.
They're kind of on a similar path, has high upside, but for the most part, there's been injury battle going back and forth. But yeah, same thing.
I agree. Make it happen. Call them up, Kenny.
Anyway, Brian, do you have anything to tell the bettors before we let them go?
Yes.
Brian's words of wisdom for the betting community.
Listen, baseball season is starting in 2 weeks. Okay. At the end of this month, I have a couple of preseason or some future bets for total wins that I like. Mm-hmm. One of them is going to be the I'm trying to find the exact number real quick. Oakland. I have the under on them. 60.5. This team is wretched.
And he's like, hold on, let me write this down.
They'll be lucky to win 50 games. Like, they are the worst baseball team ever, it feels like. I mean, they have no – go look at their lineup and tell me you know any of their players right now. Bro, you don't.
I can tell you right now, no.
No, go ahead, continue.
I'm just saying, I'm taking an under 60.5 on that. And then also, I like the over 78.5 wins for the Red Sox. They will not be a playoff team. However, they will win between 80 and 85 games. The people are kind of overlooking them a little bit, and they're going to make a little bit of noise.
Who you have as World Series winners?
Haven't really looked into that yet. Like Houston, but they got banged up. Altuve broke his hand or wrist or something like that. He's out for the first couple of months. And it might take some more time after that to actually be back to playing at the all-star caliber. But I do like the Mets. I mean, they're loaded.
They have to win.
Right. That team has spent
Cavs through the put nose. So much money out there.
They got so much money on the books right now. And they got the talent to back it up. It's just, for some reason, whenever the Mets do this, something happens and they don't win. So
that's that Wall Street money. He said, listen, he's like, are you trying to win? He said, shoot, I ain't put all that money out there for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, the Padres are loaded up as well. And then don't sleep on the Dodgers. They're still there. They're still going to be in the mix. So,
yeah. Well, that's too easy, man. As always, guys, we appreciate the love and support. We appreciate you guys tapping in. If you're not hearing the lives, we appreciate you guys listening to all the streaming services. And make sure you subscribe and like on YouTube, share with a friend. Miss already got the biggest dub playing Mario Kart on the scoreboard. Yeah. Anyway, we appreciate all the support. Good luck to Alabama this week.
K-State.
Kansas State. Y'all suck. UConn, get that dub. And we'll see you guys next week. Bro time.